lead us on the Surrey police transition. First up in the second half is the second song of the hour, Ritual Halls, Virtue Falters. The track is My Trash Mind. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. Before the PSA was My Trash Mind from Ritual Halls, Virtue Falters. The third act of the hour is the Rifle County Players on a day like any other. Here is The Visit.
Dirty paint of his back door window aside.
I would like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On February 10th, the BCIHL Red Leafs hosted the league-leading Vancouver Island University Mariners at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, where the visitors wore dark blue while the hosts wore red. The Mariners stormed right out of the gate as they peppered the Red Leafs backstop Cooper Giesbrecht shot after shot and were awarded with a power play when Nick Goyer was penalized for roughing 5:46 into the game. However, SFU got on board 10 seconds later as Hayden Yan beat Derek Kroll from next to the left faceoff circle. However, VLU wasn't deterred as they resumed their dominance by pumping shot after shot on Cooper Giesbrecht, who made many spectacular saves to keep the Mariners at bay. However, VLU was awarded at 11:46 as Jordan Rhea tied the game. The Mariners took their first lead 1:28 later as Jordan Picard eluded Cooper Giesbrecht, who faced a whopping 21 shots on goal, with the Red Leafs just firing a measly 2 on Derek Kroll. The second period was a lot close in terms of play, where physical play ramped up, and Brock Palmer scored a lone goal with 6:46 left in the middle frame to give VLU a 3-1 lead over SFU. Shots were 10-6 Mariners in the second stanza. Palmer gave VLU a 3-goal cushion 17 seconds into period 3 for his second of the night. SFU responded with some good scoring chances on Derek Kroll, who made saves when called upon. Physical play ramped up, including one in front of Kroll. Brock Palmer scored his third of the night, 24 in the season. Brock Palmer scored his third of the night for 24 in the season, a hat-trick on Cooper Giesbrecht, to give the Mariners a 5-1 lead with 4:46 left in regulation. Palmer's teammate, Jordan Faux, was sent to the sin bin for boarding with 1:50 left, but the Red Leafs gave up a shorthanded goal as Gavin Rosser finished the scoring with 50 seconds to go in the game as VLU hammered SFU 6-1 at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, led by Brock Palmer with 3 goals. The Mariners outshot the Red Leafs 12-9 in the third for a 43-17 edge for the game. No interviews were done for the game as the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs head coach Mark Soares left soon after the final buzzer, and the captain Nick Wagner had already left when yours truly attempted to reach him. Both SFU Red Leafs are in action tonight. The non-conference Red Leafs visit Minot State University Beavers, a Division I team in the American Collegiate Hockey Association, at Mesa Arena in Minot, Minnesota, where the puck drop is at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Later on, the BCIHL Red Leafs look to snap their 6-game losing streak as they host the Logan Lake Miners at Burnaby's Bill Copeland, where the puck drop is at 7 p.m.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Here are the current standings in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for an OTL or shootout loss. Vancouver Island University are first at 15-3, 30 points. University of Victoria, second, 13-5-1, 27 points. Okanagan Lakers, third, 9-7-1, 19 points. Salmon Fraser, 5-10-2 for 12 points. And Logan Lake Miners are last at 2-14 for 4 points.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city in British Columbia, for over the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued a Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th, as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e. Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023, where a key change is municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed the third reading, with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched a second petition on November 20th, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. On December 11th, Jas Johol, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a Patterson billboard between 60th Avenue and 176th Street, blasting the Surrey Police Service with the slogan, NDP police transition will cost you more, with the last 4 words in capital letters. On the middle were 3 claims. A. $466 million over the next 10 years. B. Massive double-digit tax increase. And C. Less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says, find more at ndpsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey, which explicitly states the Mayor and Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. On December 12th, Janet Brown of Global News reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, according to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in comparison to transitioning from the Surrey RCMP to SPS. On January 11th, the Surrey Police Union revealed that Surrey City rejected paying 10 recruits, which drew a sharp rebuke from the BC Premier David Eby, as the city cited the SPS went over budget, according to its lawyer Peter German, which has forced the Surrey Police Union to pay them. Also drew condemnation from Safe Surrey Coalition councillors Doug Elford, Mandy Nagra, along with Linda Annis from Surrey First, according to Bo Simpson of Surrey Now Leader. Surrey and SPB traded barbs on January 16th, as the Mayor Locke publicized on the city website that the SPS won over budget, as it spent $75.4 million in 2023, a budget overrun of $26.7 million, including 100 officers not on the front line, justified the city's refusal to pay 10 officers last month, as civic budgets cannot run deficits, and trashed the BC NDP government for imposing the expense of Surrey Police Service to their residents. The Surrey Police Board countered on the same day, on January 16th, 2024. As the SPB administrator, Mike Sir, claimed the following. Surrey Police Service make 30% of officers deployed to keep Surrey safe. The SPB, with Locke as its chair, submitted the 2023 original budget of $157.6 million to Surrey City. But the city slashed the SPS budget by 70% to $48.8 million. As Surrey planned to kill the SPS and keep the Surrey RCMP. After Minister Farnworth's decision in 2023, the SPS and city officials agreed to a $75 million budget for the SPS in 2023, but Mayor Locke rejected the revised 2023 budget. The Surrey Police Union also chimed in against Locke's claims in their own press release, as the SPU president, Rick Stewart, wrote that Surrey's 2023 police budget assumed the following. The Surrey RCMP would remain the police of jurisdiction, and the SPS would last until July 2023. But even after Minister Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the policing transition, Surrey City refused to adjust the budget. Furthermore, Stewart pointed out that Surrey's 2023 third quarter financial report had a policing surplus of $19 million on top of $83 million for severance had the SPS dissolved, being allocated for future expenses, which has ballooned Surrey's policing surplus to a total of $102 million with a $330 million budget. On January 19th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, visited some Surrey Police Service officers when the Surrey Police Board had another meeting, where Kyle Friesen, the SPS in-house lawyer, claimed that a petition, which Surrey has filed too in the BC Supreme Court, does not stop the transition. Just as Kevin Liu was assigned on January 4th, none of the SPS, RCMP, MPF, and SPU are parties to the petition, but it's the City Surrey against BC's Attorney General, Nikki Sharma, and the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, Mike Farnworth. Excuse me. Furthermore, Friesen added the review standard for a judicial review is not correct decision, but if it's a reasonable decision by the Minister and the Director of Police Services, which is Glenn Lewis, according to Tom Zatarok of the Surrey Now Leader on January 22nd. The next day, on January 23rd, the Surrey Police Service tweeted a link about its 2023 expenditures up to November 30th, which was revealed during the Surrey Police Board meeting 4 days prior, at just under $66 million. On January 25th, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30th, 2023. With the SPS having 215 officers currently deployed, $141.5 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available, at a total of $337 million. For 180 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526, 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte, an independent accounting firm, assumed the Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed the suggestion that the transition would go forward without residents being forced to pay more is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the NDP government, according to her press release on the Surrey City website. On February 3rd, Bob Mackin reported a deep look at Surrey's fight against the SPS on multiple outlets, where Surrey's city manager Rob Costanzo signed with Kirk & Co., a Vancouver agency, on November 22, 2023, where Kirk & Co. was contracted to be paid a minimum $100,000 in Surrey's $500,000 campaign against the BC NDP and the SPS. Between October 30th and December 15th, 2023, Surrey paid out $172,000, which just under $90,000 to Kirk & Co., and over $20,000 for Patterson Outdoor, among other things. Among the 19 people in Kirk and Co. is Mike McDonald, who is the ex-husband of Jessica McDonald as the chief strategic officer, the first and the last chief of staff for the BC Liberal Premier Christy Clark between 2011 and 2017. Jessica McDonald, on the other hand, was hired by Mike Farnworth, BC's public safety minister and solicitor general, last summer on a two-year contract totaling $500,000. On February 5th, the Save Surrey Coalition, the party of the last mayor Doug McCallum, slammed the current mayor Brenda Locke, citing five murders in 2024, with the last one on February 2nd, accused Locke of obstructing deployment of 50 additional SPS officers, urged her to stop her petty and vindictive politics. On the same day, the SPS announced 11 more officers were deployed to about 200 officers actively deployed into operational police roles. The next day, on February 6th, the SPS clarified to the writer that group deployments started in November 2021, and today over 200 officers have been deployed via Twitter. That was February 6th. Later on the day, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke minimized 11 additional SPS officers deployed as they don't make a big dent and fired back at the Save Surrey Coalition Councillor Mandy Nagra by saying fear-mongering, the crime severity index going down in the last decade, the SSC refused to hire more officers in 2018, didn't add one firefighter and one bylaw officer, while Surrey grew by 60,000 between 2018 and 2022, according to Tom Zeterek of Surrey Now Leader. On the morning of February 16th, actually, on the afternoon of February 15th, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke provided her first State of City address, where she proposed a 12,000-seat stadium in Surrey as the headline, also committed to hiring additional 25 firefighters, 25 police officers, and 10 more bylaw officers every year. Thank you for listening to Episode 7 of The Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. I will come back with the last tune B44 after the following messages.
If you're a Canadian Indigenous student considering many life choices about your future, Inspire can help. If you need ideas about possible education or career path options specifically for First Nations, Métis, and Inuit folks like you, join Inspire's mentorship program, Rivers to Success. It's free to register, and you'll get plenty of up-to-the-minute information about university, college, and vocational trade schools. Most importantly, again, it's free. It's free, it's free, it's free. It's online, and we have monthly events with prizes. Discover the many potential job and study opportunities that are waiting for you across Turtle Island. Register online now at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca.
Now Plex just returned. So the last tune before four is Whitney Rose's Rosie. The last tune is You're Gonna Get Lonely.
You live less responsibility. Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.